This is Dr. Mejia, detained for the patient Ophelia Burgos, medical records 118-111-870, date of birth 10-2019-62, referring physician self, procedure perform EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure February 12, 2022. Indications, bloating, hysterocolon polyp, post of diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, diverticulosis coli, number 4. Number 4, 2 colon polyps removed, paraphragm. Test from session, second portion of the duodenum for the EGDC, come for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paraphragm. Open the procedure as per double temple, paraphragm, findings, orofarynx, appear normal, paraphragm, esophagus, appear normal, paraphragm, stomach, the small disease, fascia, etymony, anthroma, body, biopsy, taking large pylori, paraphragm, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paraphragm. Colonoscopy findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered reticulosis present, paraphragm in the rectum, sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paraphragm, centrifuge appear normal, paraphragm, transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, paraphragm, ascending colon appear normal, paraphragm, cecum, diminutive polyp about 2-3 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paraphragm. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2. After reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, number 5, high fiber diet, next number 5, supplementation, next number, patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.